Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you for another exciting episode of The Best Hour here on blogtalkradio.com. We're so glad you're here. And good morning to my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Morning.
So glad you could be here today.
Happy to be with you, handsome husband.
So we're having fun today, and every day is a joyful day with A Course in Miracles. Today we're going to be reviewing lessons 79 and 80. This is lesson 90 in A Course in Miracles workbook. And before we begin, let's do a little attunement. Let's take a good deep breath. Word, I am word. I know who I am. Word, I am word. I know what I am. Word, I am word. I am word through this vibration. Word, I am word. I am word through the one I see before me. Word, I am word. I am word through the knowing of myself as word. Word, I am word. I am word through this intention of this beautiful work. Word, I am word. And so it is. For this review, we will use these ideas. Lesson 79. Let me recognize the problem so it can be solved. Let me realize today that the problem is always some form of grievance, which I would cherish. Let me also understand that the solution is always a miracle with which I let the grievance be replaced. Today, I would remember the simplicity of salvation by reinforcing the lesson that there is one problem and one solution. The problem is a grievance. The solution is a miracle. And I invite the solution to come to me through my forgiveness of the grievance and my welcome of the miracle which takes its place. Some specific applications of this idea might be in these forms. This presents a problem to me which I would have resolved. The miracle behind the grievance, this grievance, will resolve it for me. The answer to this problem is the miracle which it conceals. Let me recognize the problem so it can be solved.
And number 80, let me recognize my problems have been solved. I seem to have problems only because I am misusing time. I believe that the problem comes first and time must elapse before it can be worked out. I do not see the problem and the answer as simultaneous in their occurrence. That is because I do not yet realize that God has placed the answer together with the problem so that they cannot be separated by time. The Holy Spirit will teach me this if I will let Him, and I will understand it is impossible that I could have a problem which has not been solved already. These forms of the idea will be useful for specific applications. I need not wait for this to be resolved. The answer to this problem is already given me if I will accept it. Time cannot separate this problem from its solution. Let me recognize my problems have been solved.
Let me recognize the problem so it can be solved. And let me recognize my problems have been solved. And so it is. Let's join together for another brief moment of silence before we continue a discussion of this lesson. Let's take another good deep breath now. Who would we be without all of these problems?
Exactly.
We identify and use our problems to be who we are, really. We say, I have this, and it's a limitation. We say, I have that, in an if-then-then-that world. And we continue to construct through the ego mind, through fear and through guilt, problem after problem after problem. it is the cloud. Problems are the cloud. Problems and problems and problems. They fill the channels of communication from our media, online and offline. They fill the conversations with our friends and neighbors and families. Problems. Who would we be without problems? This course is telling us there's only one problem. Only one problem. The problem is a grievance. What's a grievance? A judgment that I continue to hold on to and refuse to release and let go. And the solution is a miracle. And what is a miracle? It's a shift of perception. To move away from the ideas of the egoic thought system of fear and guilt, and to embrace, once again, return to sanity, the laws of God, to embrace love, and to be joined in union and relationship with that mind. It is our natural state of being. Though it seems so unnatural to us now, we've been playing this game of separation for so long. But ask yourself this question: who can I be without problems? Anybody I want to be. I could be my real self. I could be in my right mind. And my right mind is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit It's nothing more than my right mind. Let me recognize my grievances so they can be solved. And let me recognize that those grievances, through forgiveness, have already been solved.
It is really true what you're saying, is that we do identify as our problems. I think of conversations with people, particularly outside of my spiritual family and my spiritual community, and there does seem to be this litany of you know, problems that we hear. And it's not that we don't want to be there for one another. It's not that we don't want to be a place for people to come when they are struggling, but one of the things I love about Mighty Companions and spiritual community is that we do come from the a different perspective, a different viewpoint of that, to always be connecting based upon problems and based upon what we're against or who we dislike. You know, it's really truly a false sense of intimacy. And we do see this right now, demonstrated in our world through the polarity of, you know, us versus them and you know, concepts of cancel culture and whatnot, that we've gotten to the point where we don't really have true discourse. And in true discourse, really what we're looking at is what is underneath or back of the problem, and what is that other than what this is saying? It's a grievance. It's a judgment. It's a misperception and a misbelief. And that when we can get to what the root cause of that is, which is a belief system of separation, and offer that grievance through our forgiveness and through our willingness for it to be shifted, Spirit, Holy and Divine does reveal that it is already solved, that it was never really there to begin with. And you know, I've been lately going back to the beginning of the text that talks about, you know, only love is real. What's all encompassing has no opposites and is therefore illusion. Mm-hmm. And it's not real. As a religious science practitioner, one of the things that an ordained minister, one of the things that we do in that particular pathway is that we're always, we too, in our prayer practice, we identify what the problem seems to be, what we're experiencing, and then we state what we, to the best of our ability, what the solution might be. And in so doing that, we're turning away from the problem. So as you began, problem, 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 we're all going to find what we're looking for. We're going to find what we're focusing on.
Absolutely.
And so then it becomes no to be solution-minded, to be spirit-minded, then is to really turn away and stop focusing at some point on what you perceive the problem to be. I also love the timelessness that is introduced in the second part. Let me recognize my problem has been solved. I seem to have problems because I'm misusing time. Mm-hmm. And how beautiful it is that God placed the solution right where the problem is so that that we perhaps would not misuse time, although we have. But then it says... It cannot be separated by time, and that the Holy Spirit will teach me if I allow the Holy Spirit to understand this, that it's possible that I could have a problem that is not already solved. And, you know, how it says, first we believe there's a problem, and we believe that problem to be some effect, but actually first there was the original problem, which is that separated, thought system, the mm-hmm. thought system that we separate as you define from ourselves. Mm-hmm. So when I pray from a consciousness of wholeness. I pray that it is already complete and done. And I pray that, that it's not actually done because it is already done, but that I may become aware of it. It's the revealing of the awareness of the already wholeness, the already completeness, the already solution, which never left. It's always been there. It's just been hiding with the grievance or the problem. And so this concept of wholeness is really what I feel is embraced here. And that the concept of healing is in the realm of separation, really, because there really is nothing to heal. It's already done. But it's the healing is bringing our awareness to the healing or to the wholeness that's already done. Mm-hmm. And we say in Science of Mind that there's not a process of healing. The only process is our realization to arrive at the believing that it is already done. If that makes any sense.
It does make sense, absolutely.
So I love this, that time is kind of brought in here. I think it's one of the first lessons where we really talk a lot about time, except in the beginning when it talks about, you know, I'm seeing something that isn't there. I'm upset because, you know, I'm seeing something from the past. So we have talked about time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but it's been a little while, it seems. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's as simple as, you know, we are living in the kingdom of heaven mm-hmm. where there is no time. Mm-hmm. And we fall asleep in an imagination, an intentional dream of separation. What would it be like to be without God? The tiny man idea. And that's the only problem, right? We're having a dream of problem after problem after problem, but the problems don't exist because we're not even remembering that, you know, we're not even aware of where we really are, and mm-hmm. we're having a dream. And so mm-hmm. all of the problems are illusory. Mm-hmm. So the problems that we beseech God and say, you know, fix this. I need help with this. I need help with that. And it's like, no, you need to wake up, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. The problems are only contained within the dream of mm-hmm. separation. And so the solution, the miracle, is beyond the grievance. Because what's beyond the grievance is the awakened mind, mm-hmm. that there was never a problem to begin with. That was an illusion. That was a dream. You were asleep, mm-hmm. having an illusory experience, mm-hmm. dreaming of being something other than what you are. Mm-hmm. So I really loved this review, these 10 lessons. And this is the last lesson today that... is of the review. And so we'll bless it and we turn the page.
Yeah, it's truly a celebration.
It is.
I mean, to end with, let me recognize my problems have all been solved. Gosh, what will I do with myself?
Wake up. Wake up. And what happens when we wake up? Oh, we can really begin to live.
And be creative.
And be creative. Yeah. Really creative. Truly creative.
Yeah.
Not just imaginary, you know.
Busy work.
Busy work solving problems that don't exist.
So let me recognize the problem so it can be solved, and let me recognize my problems have been solved.
Amen. Absolutely. Amen. Wonderful. Thank you for staying with us today, Mighty Companion. God bless you. We love you. You are dearly loved. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send